Welcome to the Pitt Rivers Museum, founded in 1885, which contains archaeological objects from all over the world. It's a real treasure trove and well worth delving into. The museum now has over 500,000 objects from every country in the world, each of them a fascinating window into other cultures and societies. The building itself is astounding, built in 1885 when Lieutenant General Pitt Rivers gave his collection to the university. Pitt Rivers was an army officer who had an interest in exotic objects from around the globe. He donated his collection on two conditions. Firstly, that a special museum be built to house the objects, and secondly, that someone should be appointed to teach people what they mean. The university accepted his conditions and created the very first anthropology course anywhere in the world. So what kind of objects did Pitt Rivers donate, and what weird and wonderful items can be found today?
My name's Helen Hales, and I'm a project curator at the Pitt Rivers Museum. Pitt Rivers was unusual for his time because lots of collectors and antiquaries were interested in valuable artistic things. So this is the age of exploration in Egypt, and people were looking for, you know, wondrous golden tombs and things like this. Pitt Rivers was more interested in everyday objects, things which might not actually have a high monetary value, but have a high cultural value. So actually, if you look in the museum, you'll find lots of quite ordinary things. Shoes, chisels, bits of jewellery, hair combs, things which human beings make in all cultures to solve the problems we all face. One of the key objects when you come into the museum, and you'll notice straight away, is the totem pole at the end of the court. This is one of literally a handful of totem poles that exist in the UK. It stood on that exact same spot for over 100 years. And it came to the museum in 1911 by steamship from the northwest coast of Canada. Other key collections would be our Captain Cook material, collected on his second voyage between 1772 and 1775. Our most popular object, with kids especially, is probably the witch in the bottle. This is basically a little silvered glass bottle, and it comes from Hove in Sussex. And it was collected by a folklorist called Margaret Murray in 1915. And she reportedly got it off an old lady who said there was a witch in it, and if you ever let her out of the bottle, there'd be a lot of trouble. And to this day, no one has opened the bottle because we're too scared. The whole museum might fall down if we do.
If you'd like to hear more from Helen Hales about the Pitt Rivers Museum, follow the instructions on the keypad. When you're ready, carry on with the tour, exit the museum, and follow the route on the map via Parks Road.